A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. Wow, I didn't know my gift can do that. Hey everyone, it's MJ, and thank you for joining me. I have a question for you. Where do you live? I'm not talking about your physical address, but where does your mind live? Where does your heart live? Are you in a happy home? If not, I hope you decide to move to a new address after listening to this episode. I hope you will join me, so please stay tuned. Your residence. It's the place where you can let your hair down. It's the place where you eat, sleep, relax, where you keep your personal belongings. It's your dwelling place. And any normal person will not just allow anyone in their home because you don't know the motive of that person. You don't know what's going on through their mind. They may try to harm you or rob you. Most people work hard for their money, and your home is filled with things that are valuable to you, whether it was given to you or you bought it. Your home may be filled with loved ones and family members that you love, and you definitely don't want anything to happen to them, especially if you have children. So you wouldn't just let anyone in your home. Only people you love and trust, because a home is a personal place. It is a wonderful, beautiful blessing to live in a happy home. But unfortunately, many people don't. They live in homes that are filled with abuse. And that is what makes things so terrible, because a home is the place where you're supposed to be loved and nurtured. And instead, many people are miserable. Prison is a place people dread to go to because it becomes their home. They live in a cell that may be dirty and small and cold. But not just that, emotions live there as well, like anger, regret, and sorrow. Well, Joseph lived in prison for a few years. I'm sure that was very uncomfortable for him, especially since he was wrongly accused. But his gift made room for him and gave him a new address. But with the new address came more responsibility. When you pray and ask God for more, that is what you are really asking for. More responsibility. Joseph didn't know he was moving. He had to change his appearance quickly when he was brought before the king. And that lets me know that the condition of your heart is the key to giving you a new address in riches and in wealth. You see, everyone has a home. Plants have a home, animals have a home. And they have certain homes because those are the environments that they thrive in. A fish can't live on dry land, and a giraffe can't live underwater. If you live in the wrong place for a certain amount of time, you will die. Your body is a temple. Your body is a home. And you have control on who enters and dwells there. It will either be the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit or demonic spirits. How would you like it if a trespasser comes and trashes your home after you cleaned it, after you took time to furnish it and decorate it? Well, that is what happens when you allow the enemy to take residence in your body. They don't come in peace. They come to bring torment. But the good news is, you have authority to kick them out. In other words, cast them out. Luke 10 and 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let me tell you that once these demonic spirits enter, they do not have the desire to leave. You have to kick them out. So my advice to you is to never invite them. You may be thinking, well, how do you invite them? Through certain music, things you watch, sinful activities can all be an invitation to demonic spirits. They are looking for a place to dwell. So don't let it be you. So where do you live? Let me ask you, where do you live? Do you live in the past, dwelling on the things that has happened to you? Do you live in darkness and pain and regret? Where does your heart live? Does it dwell in a clean space or a dirty space? If you live in any of those places, I hope you get a new address. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. When God moves you to a new address, you can't be fearful. You have to go with it, because usually there is purpose attached to it. When he moves you to a ministry or to a job or to a community, there is purpose. So what are you going to take to your new residence? Well, can't take the old mentality. You have to think different. And you have to live different. Joseph couldn't think like a prisoner when he was placed second in authority. Esther couldn't think like an orphan. She had to think and live like a queen. And David, going from last to first, he had to think like a king. If God moves you to a place, he will be with you in that place. He equipped you, he prepared you, and he will not abandon you. You have to think different, and you have to live different. Some of you may feel a little crammed in life. Well, if you need more room, use your gift. Did you know that your home symbolizes your life, your mind? Have you ever watched the show Hoarders? How people get emotionally attached to things that they never use. They don't want to let things go. Well, we need to find out what is the root of that. The key to any home, literally to any home, is understanding. Not the physical home, but the spirit of it. If you want to know where a spirit dwells, you need to go behind the scenes and find the root cause. Some people naturally have the most beautiful homes, but spiritually, their home is empty. They have nothing, no peace, no joy. And even the vibe of the home, it just feels very, very empty. You know how you go to certain homes and you never want to leave because the atmosphere is just so cozy, it's inviting, it's loving. And then there are some homes that you never want to go to because there is no love in the home. I had an experience where I went to someone's house, and the house was big and it was beautiful. And I was there and, you know, there was conversation going on and laughing and all of these things. But when I left, I felt sick. Not naturally, but spiritually. And I decided I never wanted to go to that house again. We must be careful how we treat God's house. The atmosphere must be inviting. It must be filled with love, joy, peace, and respect. Not attitudes of complaining and ungratefulness. God has been good. And yes, he accepts anyone in his house, but he does not accept anything. So we must be careful with certain conversations and actions. When we go to God's house, it should be exciting. if you had guests over your house that act like they didn't want to be there, it would be a very uncomfortable environment. People that are in ministry should keep this in mind. So people will want to come back to the house of the Lord. After a worship experience, we should not feel mad or angry or depressed or drained, but we should be different in a good way. Some reasons people move naturally is because they need more room, or maybe they got a new job, or maybe they just want to go to a better neighborhood, or maybe they just need a change. Well, some of the reasons God gives us a new address is because He wants to give us more room, or He's given us a new assignment, or He's moving us to a better environment, or He is using us to bring change. So I'm going to tell you again, get used to different. If God placed you there, you can afford it. You can do it. You can make it. Don't worry about the haters and the people that feel you are unqualified to be in the place that God has ordained for you. Don't be bothered about the people that want to live at your new address. He has you covered, and He will deal with them. He's going to give you everything you need for your new space. So walk in love and in wisdom. I really hope you enjoy your new place. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have not already, please subscribe. There'll be many more wonderful, inspirational episodes that will be coming your way. And don't forget, you can stay connected with us on social media. We are on Facebook as well as Instagram at Change My Life Podcast. Wow, who knew moving to a new address would change my life?